And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 31st of August, 2016. It's the birthday of Maria Montessori, born in Chiaravalle, Italy, 1870, studied engineering when she was just 13 years old, went to a technical school, then decided to pursue medicine, earned a medical degree, the first woman in Italy to do that. As a doctor, she worked with children with special needs, and she became interested in education. And she believed that children were not blank slates, but that they each had inherent individual gifts, and it was a teacher's job to help children find those gifts rather than dictating what a child ought to learn. She emphasized independence, self-directed learning, learning from peers, and she used child-sized tables and chairs in the classroom. She was opposed to the fascist regime of Mussolini during World War II, so Maria Montessori was exiled from Italy. She spent time in India and then in Holland, died in 1952. She wrote many books about her philosophy of education, including The Montessori Method, came out in 1912. It was on this day, 1422, Henry VI became King of England at the age of 9 months. He was Henry V's only child. The nobles from around the land set up a regency council to make decisions until the infant was old enough to do that. William Shakespeare wrote 3 plays about Henry VI. They were among his earliest plays, and they were huge box office successes, hardly ever performed anywhere today. It's the birthday of William Shawn, the longtime editor of the New Yorker magazine, born William Chawn in Chicago, 1907, started working at the magazine as a reporter in 1933, took over as editor in 1951, and stayed until he was forced to resign in 1987. A small, shy, extremely courteous man who edited J.D. Salinger, John Updike, Jamaica Kincaid, Elizabeth Bishop, Philip Roth, and Truman Capote. Here's a poem for today by Margaret Hasse entitled Cross. At concerts that I did not want to attend with my mother, I learned to practice any number of nuisances possible in the place of silence. I wore a cross to vex my mother, a Unitarian, then ran the pendant back and forth along my necklace chain like a loud zipper. During a pianissimo passage, I unwrapped waxy paper from a caramel, then coughed as if feathers tickled my throat. I'm paying for past trespasses now. To my own teenage child, I have become the grand annoyer. When I ask him how school went today, or please pass the butter, I annoy him, because it's none of my business, because I don't need butter, you already weigh too much. When I laugh, I irritate him by showing my teeth. I bother him when I'm sitting around in my pajamas. He hates the color pink. It looks annoying on me. And when I wear polish on my fingernails, he says my hands are dipped in blood. And when I leave my nails alone, the pale, bare hands look like dough, especially when they reach out to hug him, which constitutes unwanted touch. And he says, "What is your problem, anyhow?" A poem by Margaret Hasse, Cross, from her collection Earth's Appetite, published by Noden Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.